You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein. And today I have with me Dr. Julie Schaefer. Welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
So great to have you. We met because I was on your summit a few months ago, or was it like a longer time ago?
Yeah, it aired back in September, but I think we met a few months before then.
Yeah. And we've actually been on a bunch of summits together. So we're like same therapeutic circle, just helping people, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm so excited to interview you today. And I'm going to read to everybody a little bit about Julie and we'll get into some topics. So Dr. Julie Schaefer is a psychologist and award-winning author who focuses on helping her clients get the life they aspire to by getting the connection with others they want and deserve. She wrote Loved. This is a book that she wrote. Loved, Relationship Rules for Women Who Thought They Knew the Rules after two decades of working with clients on their relationships and going through a few struggles of her own. She believes all problems impact relationships and problematic relationships impact progress. Learning about ourselves and how to be in relationships is a lifelong process, the key to success, and it's completely doable. So, Julie, would you like to just tell our audience briefly about how you got into this work? Like, did you always know you wanted to be a psychologist? I always ask people this question. I think it's so important.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're in high school. What do you know what you want out of life, right? Because you're in high school. But I did. That was one of the two professions I wanted to be in. And it took me about a decade before I went back to school and studied to be a psychologist. But once I started, I couldn't stop. This is like the perfect subject for me to be studying because it's so fascinating. So here I am. I've been in private practice for just over 15 years. And at this point, I think what I've got to say, I need to say to more than to just one person at a time.
Yes, that's what I always say. The reason why I do these things, why I speak at summits and why I'm writing a book, why you wrote a book, it's because we want to help people, more people than just the people that are on our couch, which the couch doesn't exist as much anymore, but
Right.
I love that you feel that same way. You want to spread the message.
Yeah, I do. And I really have over the years, I see how if you've got a problem in your life, how it impacts your relationships and how your relationships can like create issues for your life and impede progress and, you know, make you so you don't feel or experience as much as people with their relationships, because I feel like that's so key.
Yes. And what I find is that people walk around and they're just so unaware of what the problem actually is or problems. And so that's why it's so great to have somebody to reflect back to them. You know, I look at myself as a mirror, as I'm sure you do too, to help our clients see things that they can't see.
Yes, that's really important. It's important because I really believe that it's really important to tell the truth to yourself most of all, and it's hard for us to see ourselves. So we need that person there to sort of reflect back, maybe give an option. Did you try this other thing? And see if you can, like, if what you're working isn't doing, do something different. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And I can give our clients tools of things to do that maybe they just would never have thought of.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up the truth, because I know today we're going to be talking about honesty, the truth, et cetera, from different angles. And I know that your first chapter in your book is all about the truth. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So it's important. And we lie to ourselves and others in very sometimes subtle ways. And we all know what a little white lie is. And we think that it's okay to tell little white lies. And I think we need to think about whether it's okay or not. I think, somebody brings a dish to the potluck and it's taste like sand or something. I don't know. Like, you might not say that to the person. You might say you liked it. Okay, that may not be that harmful. But we want to consider, if we're not being honest, and in at what point is it causing problems in our lives? And to be really cognizant of that. And I point out to people, there are three ways to lie. Well, first of all, I think I should talk about a little bit about, like, what is a lie? And I think a lie is communicating with somebody in a way that leaves them with the impression that is inaccurate relative mm-hmm. to what's actually happening, right? Mm-hmm. So it could be just about any way that you leave somebody with the wrong impression of what's going on. And we do this by lying to them, by diverting their eyes from what, or their attention from the truth, and by saying things that sound like the truth that aren't actually answering the question. And sometimes we fail to tell the truth, right? So there's three. There is, you know, jurors, and they always, you get into court and you have to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, right? Yeah. So that is, tell the truth is don't lie. The whole truth is don't omit anything. And nothing but the truth is don't divert your attention away from the truth. So those are the subtle ways, and sometimes not so subtle ways, that we lie. And we lie to ourselves about what's happening. And that's kind of where I think it is the most important, is for you to tell the truth to yourself about what's happening, right? And not be too delusional about it.
Yeah. Own.
Yes.
And what's coming to me is, when you're talking, is that by telling the truth, it sets you free. I mean, people have said that, but it's not, the truth will set you free. Okay. We've all heard that. But when I say, when you're honest with yourself, and when you are honest mm-hmm. with the person you're in a relationship with, mm-hmm. it is freedom, because yeah. holding that lie in, or that secret, or whatever it is, not being fully honest, it's this energy inside of you that is just, it doesn't feel good. So no. when you can set it free, no matter, and having no attachment to the outcome, you know, and you say it with love, then that is pure freedom and joy yeah. and peace, I believe.
Yes. And I think it's really important to know that you kind of know when you hear the truth. And it's the holiday season here. So, right, we like to watch holiday movies. And one of my favorite holiday movies is The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet.
Okay. Have you seen it? I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, Cameron Diaz breaks up with her boyfriend right in the beginning of the movie because he says, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. And finally, she convinces him to tell her the truth, and he does admit that he slept with her. Mm. Okay. I find that scene so fascinating, because she knew what the answer was the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think we do that to ourselves. We know what the answer is, and we know when we get to the truth. It's like a relief. It's that letting go, right? Mm. You can feel it, and now you can move on. Now you can move on. So in the movie, she goes to England to sort of collect herself. But so she's moving on from that relationship and finding a better one. And we don't always have to move on, but we do need to be able to tell ourselves what's going on.
Yes. And well, if it's healthy for you, you should definitely move on.
Yeah.
When we tap into our intuition, which is my favorite topic, we do know the truth. When we tap into our intuition about something about ourselves, but also if you are suspecting something about somebody who's in your life, who you're close to, it always is your gut feeling.
Yes.
So listen to that gut. There's the quote by, Angelou, what's her first name?
Maya Angelou.
The quote by Maya Angelou, which is, when you meet somebody, believe who they are the first time they show you.
It's funny you should mention that. It's actually the second chapter of my book, is when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Yes.
And I think we don't like to believe ourselves.
Yeah. especially at that.
Right.
You literally have blinders. You don't see the red flags. And so it's hard. And so that's why a coach or a therapist is helpful.
Yes. You know,
I always say for my newer clients, I always say, I'm so happy that I'm going to be here as you go on this new journey. Like, let's say they just had a breakup or something, because they can come to the session and say, I feel like this is a red flag. And then we talk about it.
Uh-huh. Yes. Right. Because it usually is. Right.
Yeah. And, I don't want to say yes, it is. I want them to come to their own answer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You can't be told these things. You kind of have to, they have to come from that intuition and from your gut, and you have to learn to trust that. Absolutely. Yes.
So other aspects of lying and everything is you love to talk about, not you love to talk about, it's like your favorite thing. one of the things that you do talk about quite often is people pleasing. And
yeah,
this is something that happens every day, all day. So tell us your take on people pleasing, why it is so detrimental for a relationship.
Yeah. So we do it because we think it's going to help the relationship, right? If I go along, if I give the other person what they want, then I'll get what I want, right? And what ends up happening is you become invisible, especially in the more extreme forms. But you're not putting yourself in the relationship. So you're not participating in the relationship in a real, you're not showing up in a real, this is who I am way.
Right? Authentic.
Yeah, you're not being authentic. And I talk to people about this all the time. It's like, well, but that's who I am. And I said, but not really. You're doing the thing just to go along with what the other person wants. And if they're not frustrated initially, it's eventually going to cause a lot of frustration because, okay, let's paint this scenario. Your partner asks you, says, okay, well, let's go out to dinner tonight. Do you want Mexican or Italian? Well, I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
Well, okay. I want you to participate in this with me. And you just exited the conversation by saying you're leaving it up to me. And we do this all the time with our partners. Well, some of us do this all the time with our partners. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a real way to not show up authentically in the relationship. And in a way, it's not being honest with your partner about who you are and what you want. And then we always run into the question of, well, what do you want? Because maybe it doesn't really matter to you whether you go to Mexican or Italian, right?
Right.
And at that point I'm saying, well, you just pick one, right?
Yeah.
Just pick one. And that helps you participate in the process. And if you are one of the people that don't really quite know what you want, or most of the time you don't care whether you get like this or that, just practice picking one and seeing what you thought of the process and the choice that you made and what happened. And then you can make better choices next time.
Yes, I love this whole topic. I love what you're saying. It's bringing up two thoughts. One is that it's in a relationship, it's attractive that the person that you're with has an opinion.
Yes.
You know, that they're not, like you were saying, eventually that other person, at the beginning, it might be like, oh, I could, every time I get to choose what restaurant we go to, but then eventually it's unattractive because you do want that other person to share their opinion.
Yes.
The other thing that came up while you were talking was this whole, Joe Dispenza talks about this a lot. Lots of people talk about this, that it's not your person. Like you were talking about your example. Somebody said, well, it's just my personality to be a people pleaser. It's Joe Dispenza work about your personality, but also the Enneagram and personality, the helper, number two, I'm a helper, but I don't people please because I learned not to.
Yeah.
But lots of therapists are helpers.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but my point is that it's not your personality and it's not helpful. So what is helpful is to really just look inside and ask yourself what you do want, what makes you happy. Cause you do have an opinion. Now you might not look at, you might be like, well, I don't sweat the small stuff. You know, if it is just a restaurant, but with the big things, you really should tell your significant other how you feel.
Right. I think that's where the people pleasing, one of the roots of people pleasing is the desire not to have a conflict. So, because if we don't have conflict, then the relationship's smoother and it's all good, right? Mm-hmm. Well, not really. There's this like dry rot happening in the relationship if you're avoiding the conflict. So I think it's really important to learn how, and that's just an important, and you know this, right? It's an important aspect of developing a relationship is learning how not to agree on everything. Right.
Yeah. Learning conflict resolution is one of the greatest talents or gifts that you can give to your relationship.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So you have to like disagree in order for that to happen. And let's start with the small stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then get to the big stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Practice. I believe in that it's not necessary to yell, but that's like a whole other, this is like an anger management conversation.
Yeah.
You can do all of this just through talking.
Yeah.
No, like conflict doesn't need to ever be heated.
Right. It does not need to be heated. I totally agree.
Just sharing how you feel, what you need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the tricks to not getting overly emotionally invested in your perspective on whatever you're disagreeing about is to stop caring so much about what the ultimate resolution is. Because I think we get really caught up in like, oh, well, we have to do it my way. And if my partner doesn't do it my way, they're not listening to me. They don't care about me. We place all this meaning on it. And it's another person with a different opinion.
Exactly. You can agree to disagree.
Yes, you can.
And I always say to my clients, you don't have to even understand each other, but just validate how the other one is feeling.
Yeah.
Then you feel seen and heard. And that's the greatest feeling.
Yes. Yes. And that's really, I mean, ultimately what we all want out of relationships is to be understood, right? We want our partner to understand us.
Ideally, but sometimes, especially with men and women, like we...
It is hard.
Mars, Venus.
Yes.
So that's what I say, you don't even have to, like, you don't even understand me, but just validate how I'm feeling.
Yes.
Because then you're still feeling seen and heard.
Yes. Which is...
A bonus would be understood also.
Yeah, that would be a bonus. Yes, that would be a bonus for a lot of things that happen between men and women, because the guys are like, all I wanted was dinner or whatever, you know.
And another thing, and we were just talking about this, and needs to end soon, what are the essential things that are so different, or the main things that are so different between men and women? And I said, as women, we just want a man to listen, but men want to fix.
Yes.
You know, yeah, women, we're so simple. No, that was a Freudian slip. We are so complex and men are so simple.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree.
But we make it work.
Yeah.
Okay. So how can people find you, plug your book, plug your, any shows that you're doing coming up, summits and your website, everything, Instagram.
Yeah, sure. So I'm on Instagram at Dr. Julie Schaefer and on Twitter, Dr. Julie Schaefer. And on Facebook, I think it's under Julie Schaefer, PhD. So my website is drjulieschaefer.com. And, so I'm kind of try to be consistent with that. And I am coming up. I'm going to be right after the first of the year. I think it might air on the 3rd of January is, the Lead with Love Summit. And if you sign up for my newsletter on my website, I will be able to send you emails about that. You'll also see it pop up on my Instagram once or twice. So yeah. So follow there, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that summit because it's a great collection of all of the people that we've all been helping out everybody as much as we can. And so it's another summit.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure that you're going to get tons of people to sign up. You were so inspirational. And as always, everybody can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. So Dr. Julie Schaefer, thank you for joining us today. You were, and you are amazing, and you have so much to offer.
Yeah, thanks. I really love being here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Definitely you'll have to come back sometime, you know, because there's so much more to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Topics.
So. Some more chat.
We'll arrange something.
Yes.
So okay. Everybody, don't forget to join us every Monday at 2 p.m. That's my normal time slot. 2 p.m. Pacific on Mondays. LA Talk Radio, Love Talk Live. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great night.
Bye.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.